might be hard for you to comprehend, but I'm used to these mountains, you know, all around my house, everywhere I see them. And when they take one away and tear the top off of it, it might sound stupid, but I feel sorry for a mountain. It's too late to save it. You can't build it back, you know. And I got just a deep feeling towards that.
For Free Speech Radio News, this is Evan Davis in Charleston, West Virginia.
You've been listening to FSRN. I'm Deepa Fernandez.
Bonjour, mes amis. Ça c'est Michel Cormier. Hello, everyone. This is Mitchell Cormier down here in New Orleans, Louisiana, with the King Horn the Playboy. You're listening to my big old buddy, Cousin Wally, on Down Home Country, down in Stony Brook, New York, on WUSB FM 90.1.
And a good evening to everybody. It's 6 o'clock on the nose in the greater Stony Brook metropolitan area. And rumored to be the same time in areas surrounding as well. The program is off the wall. Emmanuel Goldstein here with you for the next hour or so. And actually, you know what? I'm going to kill this. Right. That button doesn't work, of course. I've got to hit it several times. There we go. That's our new CD player. Actually, it's an old friend coming to help out the sick one, and seems to have caught the same disease with the play button. But that's okay. That's okay. I've got something that I'd like to share that I just found out about. I just found out about this not a half hour ago. I was just listening to something else, something unrelated. Okay, I was listening to a tape of the other program on the other station, and get this. That you probably are familiar with this. Listen.
The telephone keeps ringing, so I ripped it off the wall.
He says off the wall. I just found out about that now. I mean, that's bizarre. That is bizarre. That's the kind of thing I'm talking about, where weird things just happen and you don't know why. I've been doing this show now for months, and it only hit me now that inside the theme for the other show, Off the Hook, is the words off the wall. I'd never thought of it before now, and no one else has pointed it out to me either. I know everyone's going to say, oh, yeah, you didn't know about that? Everyone knew about that. Well, nobody said a word, okay? Nobody said a word. I don't think anybody figured it out until now. It's pretty amazing, isn't it? Okay. Back to this. The button will cooperate. Okay, back to our normal theme here. I just thought that was kind of cool. No, there are no words in this song, so it doesn't say off the hook anywhere. But it's pretty cool anyway. Well, what have we this week? It's been fun. A lot of fun things going on. A lot of crazy things in the world. But you know that already. You know that if you follow the world news, you know how messed up everything is. Don't have to harp on it week after week, do we? Well, I don't know. Maybe to a degree, I guess. But mostly we'd like to hear from our listeners. Find out what's new in their lives. As long as it's interesting. Don't really care if it's boring. And perspectives. Other perspectives on things that are happening. Let's see. Shall we... Let's take a quick look at the news. Let's start off that way, all right? That might be a good way. Even though we just heard the news on Free Speech Radio News, that's one take on the news. That's one take. Now, there's another completely different version of the news that we get all the time. It's called the Associated Press. Yeah, and, you know, you've probably heard the Associated Press on every single radio station in the country. I'll bet you hear it word for word. Same thing on television. And, yes, same thing in newspapers. The reason for this is because the Associated Press speaks the truth. And, as we all know, there is but one truth. And no reason for any deviation of that. So what we're going to do is continue that tradition of bringing you the truth. maybe with one or two asides. Where shall we start? Okay, why not go over to the peaceful country of Iraq? It was the deadliest day for British troops since Saddam's fall. Six British soldiers were killed in a series of attacks against coalition forces. British officials say the six were killed in a police station while on a mission to train Iraqi police. I guess they trained them a little too well. Oh, my goodness. Oh. Well, okay, so that's what's going on over there. Six soldiers. Now, I know people, most people listening don't get British TV. I'm lucky in that I do because I play around with satellites. And I've been watching BBC all day on this, and it's a big major story over there. And unlike in this country, when something like that happens, there is going to be strong reaction and hard questions asked. And over in the UK right now, they're really putting the screws to Tony Blair, asking, just what in God's name were you thinking? Where is this evidence that you say existed? It hasn't come up. There have been no weapons of mass destruction. There have been no mass graves. There's been nothing that you said was there, which is why we should risk the lives of our soldiers to go over it. I mean, just what in God's name were you thinking? And in this country, well, what can I say, you know? We've got American Idol. We've got Millionaire. We've got all kinds of things to take up our attention. Hard questions. We don't want to hear hard questions. They're a little too difficult to digest right about now. But yeah, when something like that happens over in a country like the UK, you can bet there's going to be some heads flying. That in addition to the massive security breach that the royal family endured this past weekend. This comedian guy managed to actually break into one of the palaces and get up on stage with the prince and really scare the crap out of everybody over there. You know, it's sort of funny, but it's also sort of sad that they can't protect people in even the most basic ways, and yet come up with all the hysteria and make us feel like, yeah, everything's under control. There's a real threat out there, but you can't even keep a single person from scaling a fence and entering a palace and potentially threatening the life of a member of the royal family. It's amazing. They're in turmoil over there. Heads are going to roll. Okay, go back to the news. Yes, that's what I should do. That's the first story. Forgive me if I sound a little hesitant. It's just the ribbon really needs to be changed on our teletype, and I can barely see what's there. Okay. President Bush and Pakistan's leader, who they don't name because I guess they think... oh, there it is, way down there. Pervez Musharraf, actually, is the way to say his name. Musharraf, or as they say in Pakistan, Mubushraf. Yes, it's spelled M-U-S-H. Actually, I guess they say Bushruff, yeah, that's how they say it, Bushruff, because he is such good friends with President Bush and has alienated everybody in his country against him. Well, I guess they sort of perceive it that way. Anyway, President Bush and that guy promised today that Osama bin Laden and Saddam Hussein will be captured. Isn't that nice that they made that promise? Musharraf says his forces are now conducting searches in treacherous border areas for the first time. Okay, interesting. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld says there is no proof that any top Iraqi leaders were killed in last week's attack on a convoy. He also said the U.S. will find evidence of weapons of mass destruction. Now, what this does not tell you is that attack on a convoy may very well have taken place inside Syria. Not Iraq. Yeah, just a little oversight there. The convoy may have actually been composed of Syrians going who knows where and inside a different country, but didn't stop us from ambushing them and bombing them and things like that. A lot of people killed, but, well, we don't have time for that. A forensic expert has testified a homeless man was still alive when he became stuck in the shattered windshield of a Texas woman's car. Yes. Shante Millard faces life in prison if convicted of killing the man who remained in the windshield as she drove home. And surprisingly, no one said anything as she was driving home with a man in a window. I guess it's Texas, you know. Mind your own business. High winds continue to whip the flames of an Arizona wildfire. Officials fear more homes could be lost to the fire. Firefighters are deliberately setting more blazes to remove fuel from the main fire. In case you ever wondered why you see people doing that, setting fires in the side of a road or something when there's another fire blazing, that's the reason, to use up all the fuel. Interesting. And that's pretty much it as far as the... As far as the news goes, there's some other stories that that we should focus on, if I can focus on them with my eyes. After being fed images of Saddam Hussein for decades, Iraqis are snatching up satellite TV dishes, even faster than they can snatch up food and basic supplies, snatching them up by the thousands so they can watch whatever they want. I don't want to be around when they figure out what the choices are. Despite a lack of electricity, the demand for satellite dishes continues as prices have dropped for a dish to about $250. That's less than they charge around here, isn't it? Wow. Wonder if that includes a subscription. Iraqis carry they carry them home atop their cars using their hands to keep them from falling. And what are they watching, you might ask? Everything from cartoons to fitness programs. In fact, when a favorite show comes on, Iraqis on rooftops yell to neighbors to alert them. Oh, my goodness. Well, that's the best evidence I've seen so far that these were desperate people that needed the help of America. One Iraqi says... quote, "We're like the blind who have been offered the gift of sight." Okay, but the dishes can cause problems for U.S. officials since an Iranian finance channel slams the American presence in Iraq. Americans are planning on setting up a rival information channel. Do they really need to? I mean, you know, with all the channels that are already out there that we control... Maybe they're capable of making up their own minds. You know, maybe we're capable of making up our own minds. Maybe if, we got some alternative programming, you might actually, get some other perspective. It's possible. Don't you think? Anyway, so that's a brief look at some items in the news. There are some local things going on. Let's see what else. A rally to protest the Math A Regents exam went on as planned this afternoon, even though the state education commissioner announced that the test was unfair and schools could ignore it. Is that something? All these people took this test and it was defined as unfair. And the results don't count. Education Commissioner Richard Mills said today that schools could disregard the test and graduate seniors based on their class grades. He also said the math test planned for August will be suspended to give officials more time to review the June results and figure out why so many students had failed. Fairport Superintendent Bill Kalla said he was not satisfied with the commissioner's decision to invalidate the test for seniors. He said there were major issues with the exam for 9th and 10th graders as well. So if you're one of the people out there who actually took that test and was considering suicide or something based on the results, well, you don't have to worry anymore because the results do not count. Nope, they do not count at all. That's. I wish I had had tests like that. And when I was in school, all the tests I took counted. That's. that explains a lot, you know? All right. Let's see what else. Well, this is great. Thanks to Hanukkah over in Holland for sending this in right before the show so that we could share this with listeners. But this is something that I'm going to wear later in the year when I head over there and go to various parts of the world. And it's something that I think a lot of people might be interested in. It's a shirt. It's a T-shirt that basically is a message for anybody that might be, offended by American policy. It has words in no less than six languages, I believe. Yeah, six languages. And those words say, "I'm sorry, my president's an idiot. I didn't vote for him." Yeah, the person who makes the shirt says, "I was preparing for an international trip, and I thought, what can I tell as many people as possible in other countries that many Americans vehemently disagree with the policies of our own government?" And so I made this shirt. Various wonderful people translated it into all the official UN languages: Arabic, Chinese, English, French, Spanish, and Russian. And you can buy one for your own international travels. I won't give out the price. You can look it up for yourself. But the website is www.americanapologyshirt.com. There is a domestic version. What's the difference, you may ask? Okay, the difference is that the domestic version does not have English. Why, you ask? Well, think about it for a second, all right? Think about it. Now, you know, all those flag-waving fools, you know, wandering around, being violent to anybody who doesn't agree with them. So that's why. Because likely those people don't know any other language either. So that version is also available for those who want to make a statement, but not to monolingual locals who may kick your ass for expressing yourself. And that's what a lot of people are learning how to do, is express themselves. It's always good to hear, always good to see. And that's one of the reasons we're here at this radio program. It's one of the reasons we're here at this radio station, so people can express themselves in all kinds of different ways. And we exist here at this particular show to take phone calls. Our phone number is 631-632-WUSB. And a lot of people listening to us on the Internet, I know people are grabbing that PLS file from the website, WUSB.FM, and putting it into their iTunes so that they can just click on where Unique Sounds begin, hear us anytime they want, or have it randomized with your music library or whatnot. And, you know, I'd like to do this, too. If anyone out there understands how iTunes sets up in the first place, you know, how when you bring iTunes up, there's a list, and forgive me for those people who have never used iTunes and don't even have a computer, there is a list of various music genres and radio stations. Yeah, certain radio stations are already on there by default. That means everybody who gets a Mac and has iTunes gets those stations by default. Well, you know, I think this station should be one of them. That's right. At one time, we were known as the most dangerous station in the nation. Yeah, it's true. I don't know who replaced us in that department, but we intend to find out. And there's a reason why, you know, you get that kind of name. Because you present thoughts, ideas, you know, things that that other people may be a little concerned about. Things that people may find offensive. Yeah. This is where I learned how to be offensive. All right, so you can listen to us around the clock at WUSB.FM. Just click on the Listen to Us Live link, and you'll hear all kinds of things that will make you think twice, maybe even three times. And by the way, speaking of listening to us several times, if you like reggae music, well, you'll want to tune in next week. In fact, you'll want to take all of next week off from work, because we're having a 24/5. Is it 24/5? It's not 24/7. It's 24/5. It's Monday through Friday. Next Monday through Friday. Yes, that's right. It includes this show, so we won't be on next week. Monday through Friday, we're going to have nonstop reggae. It's part of the USB annual summer reggaethon. So, and if you're looking at the website now and saying, "Well, this says July 1st," then, well, that's wrong. Okay, the website's wrong. It's June 30th. through July 4th. That's when the Reggaethon is going on. So 24 hours round the clock from Monday through Friday. And you'll hear some of the best reggae DJs as well as the best reggae music that the area has. It's just one of many ways that USB has proven itself to be... Oh, speak of the devil.
My name is Joe Summer from The Clash, and you're listening to WUSB, so-called the most dangerous station in the nation, so rock it.
All across the town, all across the night, everybody's driving with four headlights.
You know, and I'm really bummed out that he's not around anymore, but I remember the day he made that ID. In fact, I was the guy who got him to make that ID. And the sneer in his face when he said, so-called, the most dangerous station in the nation. Because he had no evidence. He had no proof. He wasn't able to get a radio over there in London and listen to us. There was no internet back then. This was back in the 80s. And you couldn't listen to the station in other parts of the world. But had he done that, I'm sure that sneer would not be in his voice. All right. Now, let's see what else is going on here. Well, bad news from the Supreme Court. I'm not talking about the affirmative action thing. I don't think I'm going to talk about that. That's an hour in itself right there. I'm talking about the Children's Internet Protection Act. I'm not quite sure how to pronounce CIPA, but you can pronounce it any way you want. I pronounce it garbage. That's basically the act that makes it mandatory for libraries to have filtering software on their computers to supposedly prevent you from seeing pornography. You know, I don't have a problem with not seeing pornography in libraries, but this goes so far beyond that. Under CIPA, any public library which accepts funding from the federal government, which I believe is just about all of them, isn't it? They must install software on all their internet-connected computers to, and here's a quote, block images that constitute obscenity or child pornography, and to prevent minors from obtaining access to material that is harmful to them. There, that's it right there. Access to material that is harmful to them. What the hell is that? Well, I'll tell you what it is. This radio show, for one thing, this radio station, it's all blocked. That's right. You can't connect to anything that's connected to 2600.com through many of these filtering programs. And if you look at the reasons, they always say the same thing. It's all this nondescript garbage. It just says something like illegal. Illegal. What does that mean? We're illegal. So that's the kind of thing people face in high schools. They face in some colleges. They face in some workplaces. And yes, libraries as well. We have a story of this about this on 2600.com, which of course you can't read if you're in a library. But these are some portions of it. Very few of our nation's already cash-strapped public libraries obviously want to turn down government grants, so the law effectively forces all libraries to install such software. And lawsuits have been filed. In addition to arguing against the requirement that all libraries be forced to censor, which is basically what it is, the American Librarian Association noted the poor efficiency of all filtering products currently on the market. All filters fail to block some allegedly offensive sites, while blocking sites like ours, in addition to non-pornographic sites about health and sexuality, and even sites about how to unblock sites. Those are blocked. So, the Supreme Court has said that that kind of thing is perfectly okay. That's what you have to look forward to. Now, we've been talking on the other show, which, by the way, is not on tomorrow. Okay, so you need a compass to figure it all out. Off the Hook's not on tomorrow. Off the Wall's not on next week. But Off the Wall is on now. Let me see if I can get it straight. Off the Wall is on now, and Off the Hook will be on next week. And then in 2 weeks, they'll both be on. Simple, isn't it? It's barring anything unforeseen, obviously. So, on the other show, we've been talking about this whole MTV situation. Apparently, there's this online service MTV.com offers where you can participate in forums and talk to other MTV people. But if you mention anywhere that 2600, or you refer to our website, www.2600.com, anywhere in your profile, you will be chastised. You will be told that the moderator has determined that this kind of thing is not acceptable. Not acceptable. And that particular part of your profile will be deleted. People will not be able to see it. And, you know, this isn't some, you know, right-wing extremist fundamentalist group saying that we don't want people to know about this kind of thing. We don't want people to know that, you know, there are hackers out there. And, you know, the funny thing is the website doesn't even have any of the articles from the magazine that give you specific information on how systems are hacked. It doesn't even have that. It has news stories like the kind I just read you. It has links to radio shows like this one. And, you know, all kinds of other things. Audio from our conferences and various other bits of information. It's an informational site. Illegal. Since when is information illegal? So, yeah, that will be suppressed, and you will not have any access, nobody else will have access to that information. What I want to know, though, what I want to know from other people out there who are part of this, is just what other kind of information do they permit? What other kind of information does MTV? MTV, like I'm saying, you know, they were not this right-wing crazy group of fundamentalists that are you know, preventing you from seeing anything that opposes their view. MTV is supposed to be cool. I know. It's all in quotes. Supposed to be cool. They're supposed to be in touch with the youth of today. Well, guess what? This is what the youth of today are interested in. I mean, you know, MTV has a long history of this kind of thing. You know, turning words backwards turning a word like joint backwards. You know, they go above and beyond. They go above and beyond the call for keeping certain words out of people's ears that they hear all the time anyway. That Tom Petty song, "Let's Roll Another Joint." Did you ever hear it on MTV? They turn it backwards, so it's "Let's Roll Another," and a word you can't make out, and I can't possibly say. And he actually got an award on MTV for that song, and when he went up to the podium, he said, "You know, I never could understand that song on MTV. I would have said a lot more than that, but they probably would have turned that backwards as well." And they go beyond that. The things they do to rap songs. And they're not alone, either. There's Hot 97 the other day. They censored the word blood. You can't say that anymore. God knows what people will think if they hear that. Anyway, so what I'd like for people to do is register for this MTV.com nonsense and see what you can get away with. You know you can't get away with 2600 or anything hacker-related. Let's see what, you know, let's see what you can get away with and email us your results, otw@2600.com. Like to know. Just annoys the hell out of me when people try to control all kinds of thoughts and conversations and ways things are presented and that kind of nonsense. Let's see. Oh, yeah, here's another one. Oh, boy. Don't get me started on this. Well, I guess I'm going to have no choice. This whole Spike Lee thing. I've been following this. There's more on this. Yeah. In a nutshell, the TNN network, formerly the National Network, now the National Network, a lot of crap. Stupid network. I always hated it. They want to become an all-male network now. That doesn't mean, no, it doesn't mean, you know, like male strippers and things like that. No, it means that basically, like, the men show 24 hours a day. Crap like that. That's what they want to become. And they want to change their name to Spike TV. Whatever, you know. It didn't affect me at all. I didn't care. I didn't want to hear anything more about it. But Spike Lee, who many of us know as a very talented filmmaker, came out of nowhere and said, "No, you can't do this because my name's Spike." And I was like, "What? What? Hold on a second. I mean, this is the kind of thing you expect some big corporation to do. For instance, if Spike TV already existed, and Spike Lee came on the scene then, I would expect him to say, no, you can't have that name. That's our name. I would expect that. Now, does it make it any better when an individual does the same thing to a corporation? Why, it's funny, yeah. It's funny that he's, you know, screwing this corporation, which happens to be Viacom, by the way. keeping them from using the name they want to use because that's his first name? Not even his first name. His first name is Shelton. Spike TV? I mean, you know, how many people thought of Spike Lee when they heard Spike TV? Okay, it rhymes. Yeah, it does rhyme. I'll give you that. But, you know, I don't think anybody in their right mind, especially after seeing the program, you know, heavyweight wrestling or whatever it is they're going to air on that thing, I don't think they would associate that with you know, with Spike Lee. I think they'd associate it with maybe driving a spike through their head or something. So, yeah, it's funny, but I cannot follow the logic of this. And I think what he's done is just alienated all these people. Not that it matters. I mean, I don't care what they call the network. I see a lot of people getting very angry about this, and I want to ask why. Why do you care so much? Who, you know, they can call themselves anything they want, or not, but it doesn't affect you any. You know, there's more important things in the world than what the TV network is going to be called. It's not preventing programs from getting on the air. It's just what they're calling the network. Get a life, you know, think about something else. I know I'm talking about it, but it's, you know, it's an interesting story, and I want to present one perspective of it, and plus there's a new development today. Yeah, Spike Jonze, he's in on it now. Spike Jonze Jr., son of the legendary music satirist. He says it's frightening that filmmaker Spike Lee is trying to claim exclusive ownership of the name Spike. Isn't that something? It's turning into a real catfight now. Spike Lee won a court injunction on June 13th that stopped Viacom, which is the nation's third biggest media company, from changing TNN's name to Spike TV on June 16th, as planned. Lee, who directed Malcolm X, Do the Right Thing, a bunch of other films, claimed the rebranding was an attempt to hijack his name and reputation. Viacom said it wanted to change the cable network's name to Spike TV to try to attract more men to an audience that is already about two-thirds male. The company said Lee, whose given name is Shelton Jackson Lee, could not prove that its use of the name Spike referred to him. And Spike Jonze said in court papers, filed for TNN, that he and his family own the rights to the name, likeness, recorded performances and television shows that belong to his father, the 1940s and 50s band leader. The family has sold an option for film and television rights to Good Medicine Films for a biographical movie about his father. He said the tentative title of the movie is Spike, and that he was concerned that the injunction against Viacom would hinder production. I do not believe that Spike Lee owns or has any individual right to the use of the name Spike or as an individual to prevent its use by others any more than I do, Jonze said. An attorney for Lee did not immediately return a telephone message left at his office on Monday. Jonze's father had hits with the songs Yes, We Have No Bananas, The Fuhrer's Face, and Don't Hit Your Grandma with a Shovel. Some real American classics there. And there's no trial date set, but this is going to be an interesting story to follow. Unbelievable. Things you can waste time in court with. Okay, we had a bunch of people write in. A lot of people wrote in fact. I can only read a couple of letters, and then we'll go take phone calls, 631-632-WUSB. If you get disconnected, just please call right back. I know, it's the phone company, that's what they do. A lot of people want to send us, or take pictures and send us, signs. Well, one person said he was going to send us a sign, okay? Other people said they're going to send us pictures of the signs of Route 666, the road that's being discontinued, because people are afraid they're afraid it's a bypass to Satan, let's just put it that way. This person writes in, just wanted to give you a heads up that Highway 666 was in Quentin Tarantino's film Natural Born Killers. Yes, I was aware of that, in fact. Why do you think he had picked that highway? Love the show, love the zine. Thanks for writing in. What else? Did we have another one on Route 666? I think we did. Ah, yes. Actually, no, this isn't about Route 66. This is about driving. This is from our one of our listeners, Andy, who was written in a couple of times, who actually called us after we read one of his letters, not knowing we read his letter, which was also kind of a weird thing. It was nice to finally talk to you, even though it was at the end of the show. I haven't been able to email you since then because I left on my trip the following day. I've been driving for a week now, though it seems like a lot longer. I finally made it out to the East Coast Georgia to visit some family. I'm not going to go into detail about my trip because I already have on my website. You can visit it if you like. I've been keeping a journal and keeping putting pictures up along the way. It's www.obeynapa.com, O-B-E-Y-N-A-P-A.com. So far, I'm having a blast. I've spoken to a lot of people, seen a lot of places. You were right. It is very nice to get away and be alone with your thoughts. It's really nice to think when you're driving through the desert because there's not much to see. Unless you pull over at night and look up. And believe me, you won't want to look down for a long, long time. That's one of the thrills of driving through the desert at night. Unfortunately, I won't be able to attend the 2600 meeting in New York because I think I'll be in Seattle at that time. Well, that's a good excuse. I still think it would be cool to meet up, see how a radio show is done, how the magazine is put together. You know, you can't really see things like that. I can tell you right now, it's boring to watch me talk, and it's even more boring to watch me put together a magazine. And plus, I don't like being watched while I'm doing a radio show or putting a magazine together. But that's beside the point. The point is, this is the kind of thing you just have to do, you know? In fact, I'm finishing up the summer issue right now, which is why I'm kind of a maniac. I'm on a daytime schedule. This happened sort of by accident. You know, you work and you work and you're writing and you're typing and correcting and editing, and before you know it, the sun has gone down, the sun's come back up, and the sun's about to go down again, and, you know, you haven't moved. And so you go to sleep, and you sleep, and it's like, you know, you don't stop sleeping. And you wake up 15 hours later with a backache because you've been lying down so long. And then you don't know whether to feel tired or awake. And the other thing, you know, the thing that really bothers me, this is why I know that I'm on a daytime schedule by, you know, simply on protest. You know, I would never do this normally. I don't get along with the daytime. There's too many people out. Too many people get in the way. You know, just driving around, there's so much more traffic. It takes twice as long to get anywhere. At nighttime, there's nobody in your way. You get used to that. You get used to, you know, all the imbeciles being, you know, shut away someplace. But then in the daytime, you know, whether you're standing online in a store or, you know, driving on a highway or just, you know, doing anything, there's other people around. Yeah, I know, I sound like a real real sociopath here, right? I know. I just think there's, you know, a few too many people moving too slowly. Anyway, so continuing with this letter, I just thought I'd send you an email now that I know you actually read them. Yes, we do. And I'll let you know the journey is going. Keep up the good work. Keep fighting the good fight. Signed, Andy. Thanks, Andy, and good luck on your trip. Hopefully everybody else out there at some point will experience that. We just get on the highway and drive and see what it's like out there. It's really, really cool. I intend to do that later this year. Not in this country, though. Planning on going to the Chaos Communications camp. Yes, the German camp over in what's near Berlin in a camp field taking place the second weekend of August. I believe it's August, what, 7th, 8th, 9th? Actually, it's 4 days. It starts on Thursday. All right, don't quote me on this. August 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th. I think that's it. Or it might be 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th. It's whatever Thursday through Sunday, the second weekend in August is. And it's if you go to ccc.de/camp, you'll learn all about it. And it's a great hacker get-together. Yes, it's in Germany. Get over it. They speak English there. Don't worry. And it's a great way to see other people, learn other things. One of the best things you can ever do. Yeah, I know. It costs money to get over there. Of course it does. But if you plan now, you might not have to spend as much. Guarantee, in a few months it won't matter because you will figure out a way to pay for it. So, yeah, that's what I'm going to be doing, heading over there. And my plan right now is to, because I always like to see places I haven't seen before, my plan right now is to also head east to Poland. Big country next to Germany, in case those of you out there aren't looking at maps. Poland, as well as the Baltic republics, formerly of the Soviet Union, Lithuania, Latvia, Estonia, and then up to Finland, and while I'm at it, St. Petersburg, Moscow, and Belarus, another former Soviet republic. So if there are people out there listening, feel free to send email in. Maybe we can meet up or something. Maybe there's 2,600 people out there in those particular locations. That's hopefully later this summer if I can pull it off. I understand you have to get visas for some countries. I've never done that before. And I understand it can be a real pain in the ass. You have to show that you've been invited to a country. I don't know how I'm ever going to show that. I've only been invited out of countries. But I don't know. I'll have to learn about that. Again, our email address, otw@2600.com. And let's see, what else? I was just listening to the June 17th Off the Wall. You were speaking about the false info given out to gain public support for the invasion of Iraq. I thought you might be interested to know the New York Times ran a full-page ad on Thursday, June 19th, sponsored by MoveOn.org. That features a picture of Bush with the text "Misleader" across his forehead, along with several statements he made regarding Iraqi weapons. Signed, Scott. Thanks very much for that information. That's certainly amusing to look at. I expect to see a lot more like that in the future. I hope people ask questions around here. Right now, all the questions are being asked behind closed doors. Unlike in England, where they're being asked in public. Oh, here it is. There is a sign. There was something else about Route 666. If you really want to see a sign for Route 666, visit Atlantic County here in New Jersey. There is a Route 666 there. The sign is there, too. I wonder if that's Federal Route 66, or it might be a state road, which is different. Something else I should mention is about the drug PSAs. Oh, boy, we got a lot of mail about that. Yeah. Well, for those who don't know, we played an anti... Well, let's see. How do we describe this properly? Because there's so many different phrases going around. We played an anti-drug PSA from the Partnership for Drug-Free America. Then we played a... it's not a pro-drug PSA. I wouldn't call it that. Just a pro-reform PSA from the people over at Normal. NORML.org, National Organization for Reform of Marijuana Laws. We played one of those, and I learned that we actually do have those at the station. However, they're filed in a crazy place. See, okay, just to give you an example of how radio stations work. This radio station, for many years, has had a system known as carts. Okay, a cart basically. If you've ever seen an 8-track cartridge, they look just like that, sort of. And what every radio station in the country was doing up until the 80s and 90s, and in our case a little beyond that, I think, was playing all their public service announcements, commercials, sometimes even songs on these cartridges. What they do is they play for a while, and then they queue up and they stop. It's an endless loop tape, so you don't have to rewind it or anything like that, but you do have to let the thing finish and play. And so anyway, you have... Well, here's one, actually. We still have a few of them. We only have six in the room, but this is what they sound like when you drop them on the console. See, that's what you're dealing with here. And the cool thing about carts is that, you know, you can see them. They're out there, you know, and you can see exactly what's around, and you can pile them up. You know, you can play. We have a cart machine here that would play three. You could play three carts at the same time. But you can't do that anymore. There's only one left on that machine, and I think that one's going to die soon. We replaced it with this digital cart machine, which isn't really a cart. It's just basically a library of various things. Disadvantage is you kind of have to scroll through it to find everything and either have to lean over someone's shoulder to do that or know what's there. And so it was my mistake. I did not know that we had this normal.org public service announcement because it was filed under non-public service announcement, which was a whole other issue that I still have a big issue with, and hopefully there's been some dialogue about it. I think things might change as far as the classification of that. It's kind of like Newspeak, if you ask me. Anyway, so yeah, we do have them. In case you didn't hear the whole show last week, we did clarify that. Anyway, to read this letter, continue reading this letter. We were all told as kids about the joys of drugs. Our parents, after drinking a couple of martinis after work, would tell us all kinds of stories. Peter Pan would sprinkle dust that would make you fly. That's cocaine. In Alice in Wonderland, the caterpillar was sitting on a mushroom, which we all know what that is, and is smoking a hookah on top of that. As we all know, hookahs are what you smoke hashish out of. I am not a pot smoker, by the way. It seems to me that you can't get anything done when you're really baked, other than watch cartoons or laugh at paper towels for an hour. Well, that's certainly the case. I find to be the case with a lot of people. And the point is, though, to be educated, to be informed, and to not give one side, you know, a big disadvantage by labeling them in a way that they won't get played as much. Yeah, if you know they're there, that's good. But if you don't know they're there, then they won't get played. The old system, you know, you'd see it on the wall. You'd say, oh, I'm going to play this, I'm going to play that. And now in this digital age, you have to know where to look to find it. And when it's filed under something that's completely the opposite of what it should be, that's where the misunderstandings come in. So it's good that we're talking about it. I'd like to see as much diversity as possible. Yeah, I know people will say, hey, Emmanuel, okay, you want to play a pro-life PSA then? Well, okay, I'll answer you if you change your tone a little bit, maybe. Yeah, sure, why not? If somebody wants to play a pro-life public service announcement, great, you know, let someone think. As long as you don't, relegate it to something that says this is not really, you know, what the other one is, and you're taking sides. You know, leave it up to the people, the listeners, the programmers, all that kind of thing. It's important to talk about this. It's, what we do at the other station all the time is debate these issues. They never stop. But you have to keep the issues lively, or you basically wind up with something that's similar to the political system in this country right now, where nobody talks about anything, there's no choice, and it's all boring. Okay, what else? Drugs are okay as long as some CEO is making millions. Pot is benign, but many prescription drugs cause all kinds of problems. They even write prescriptions to counteract the side effects of other prescriptions. Signed, Anonymous. Actually, I think all the anonymous mail came from station people, which I think is pretty funny. No, actually, it's not funny. People shouldn't be afraid to express their opinions. They really shouldn't be. So please write in with your opinions, pro, con, whatever. 631-632-WUSB. Shall we take a phone call? Why not? Good evening. You're on the air. Go ahead. Speak up. Could it be the phone is broken? Hang on. I've got to open the board again. I'm going to put you on hold while I figure this out. Let's see. Yeah, the phone's broken again. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. Okay. I literally have to be touching live wires while I'm on. This may be a first. There we go. Okay. Being electrocuted on the air. Oh, you see, as I close the thing, it goes back to the way it was. All right. I'm sorry, folks. I really am. But all right. Do we have it? Okay. I think we have it. All right. I'm going to talk to this person with the board open. That way I'm not being rude. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello.
How you doing? I'm sorry about that. You wouldn't believe the condition around here.
Hey, no need to apologize. Not with a great show like yours. Anyway.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I have a little bit of gripe talking about the library thing. I belong to a computer club, at least I did.
Uh-huh.
I meet at the Brentwood Library, and I'm not plugging them because I'm not even a member anymore. The people there are so afraid of what the library's powers are of free speech, and all this started long before the Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm.
People don't view a library anymore as like a place of free speech and books and a forum where you can meet and talk. They view it as like a place of oppression where you can only go for like...
Hello? Uh-oh. Hang on, we lost you again. There you go, sorry.
Got me back?
I got you back. I think I have to hold my finger on it now.
Oh, I'm flattered.
just keep talking. I'm really sorry about this.
Don't worry about it.
All right.
Anyway, going to this club, I kind of became a part of it and was given demos for them, and I said one meeting that everybody's always talking about piracy tools like Kazaa, and, you know, you could name the endless list of them, which I won't, but... I said, well, maybe we should have a discussion on what's legal, what's fair use, what's not.
Mm-hmm.
And basically by somebody who runs the club, I was said, we can't do that, not over my dead body, because this is at a library, and they won't let us talk about that.
You see, that is a slippery slope that I'm always vigilant about. If people think, you know, I'm, you know, crying wolf and being hysterical. No, you know, when people start getting afraid of doing certain things, you know, afraid of ruffling feathers, that's a lot more effective than being told directly, you know, you cannot do this. Like, you know, with the drug thing here. I don't, to the best of my knowledge, nobody has told us, you may not put these announcements on the air, you know? If someone did, okay, we deal with that issue then. But that's not the case. At least it hasn't been made clear to me that that's the case. But by doing things in a way where something doesn't get aired as much, you're basically doing the same thing, but you're not. You don't have any kind of controversy about it. You're just quietly submitting to the will because you don't want to ruffle feathers. I think that's the worst thing you can possibly do. Ruffle feathers. Get things out there. Talk about them. That's, you know, what purpose do you serve otherwise?
It seems people do that, but only when it's for the status quo.
Mm-hmm.
When it's for the common thing, like, if it's the safe thing to do, like, hey, if we do this, we definitely won't get kicked out of the library, so let's go with that. Even not thinking that the library should have no right to kick us out, whatever we talk about, it's just talking.
Right, you should be able to go in there and make plans for, you know, a communist state. Or something, you know, just like, you know, we're going to, you know, make New York into a communist state.
I think it would be criminal for a library to even, or for people to even think that a library has the right to squash something people are talking about. I mean, I could see if you were planning a murder or something like that. That's clearly, like, you're conspiring to do something that everybody knows is illegal and wrong. But to talk about what pirating is,
mm-hmm.
then it gets worse. The guy actually says to me, no, we don't want people to know that you're a hacker and that we don't want them to think the club has anything to do with hacking. And I said, but downloading from Kazaa has nothing to do with hacking. Do you think the 250,000 idiots who download music from Kazaa, and intelligent people that do too, think they're hackers by default? Do you think I'm a hacker just because I use Kazaa? That's ridiculous.
And if you are a hacker, you know, so what? What's wrong with being a hacker, you know? Being a hacker is not synonymous with breaking the law or doing anything bad.
Well, I do happen to be one, and now that guy's probably listening to this and going, I'm glad we didn't have him talk.
I mean, the only thing that could possibly happen is that, you know, voices might be raised a little bit in the library. Other than that, you know, I think it's great. People need to have dialogue, and that's how you start thinking.
Well, it gets a lot worse. This guy who said this and the other members of this club, the board members that run it,
mm-hmm.
they said, well, how are we going to get companies like Microsoft if we do that?
Uh-huh.
Come on and give us demos and stuff.
Ah, there you go. That's the real agenda there. You got it.
Yeah, well, you would think that, you know, no matter what they talk about, Microsoft would still want to come around because all they do is send their reps around to show commercials and push their products.
In the library.
Yeah, I mean, why would Microsoft care if it was a group of hackers? As long as people are buying their products, that's what they're coming around to do.
I don't even think they should be coming around doing that. The library's not a place for commercial presentations.
Oh, yeah, some of the demos they had, some of them were really good. The ones that are by people in the community that give demos,
mm-hmm.
like, you know, I was at the Trenton Computer Festival a few years ago when you gave
yes.
a keynote speech.
Yes.
Things like that are great when it's like somebody in the community and all, but when you have somebody that's doing it for corporate interests,
mm-hmm.
it becomes a commercial.
Yeah, and, you know, I think that's a lot more offensive than anything that, you know, a grassroots organization could say. And, you know, you always have the option not to be there, not to go, not to listen. Let people have their say and figure things out. So are you going to keep trying to do this?
Well, I don't go to that group anymore because not so much that they wouldn't let me have my say is that they almost, it was like once, it was at a diner that afterward that we had this discussion.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it was almost one step away from where I felt they were going to attack me for my position. I mean,
yeah.
it was really getting nasty.
Yeah. No, it's something that you just have to, you have to watch out for because, you know, when things change, they don't change overnight. They change slowly. They change very slowly. So, you know, you almost have to sort of be away for a little while and then sort of go back and see how things have changed over, say, 5 years or 10 years or even more, you know, and you suddenly say, my God, how did this happen? Well, the thing is, it happened slowly. People weren't aware of the way it was before, and they grew to accept it. That's how every school I've been to uses that tactic. In high school, we used to have all this freedom, and year by year, a little bit of it was taken away. And now when I go back, you know, and see how things are these days, it's not recognizable at all. The same to a degree here at Stony Brook. In fact, to a pretty big degree. You know, a lot of it from outside forces, obviously, but it's just not the same campus that it was 10 years ago.
Oh, I all too well know. I'm an alumni of Stony Brook myself.
Yeah.
I go to a lot of events on campus. You might even remember me. I'm the guy who was griping at Icon about being frisked.
Oh, yeah, I do remember that, in fact. Yeah, well, I'm glad you griped, because, you know, people being frisked, that's, you know, that's a change. We didn't used to do things like that.
It's a pretty asinine policy, too, just to frisk people at that one building.
Uh-huh.
Like, if you were a terrorist, you were going to converge on that one building where they were frisking people at, which happened to be the sports complex.
Well, that's a favorite of terrorists. We all know that.
Oh, yeah, not the administration building, not the student dorms. Terrorists would go right for the sports complex, I'm sure.
let's not give them ideas, because they... Yes, we have a large terrorist contingent that listens to the show, I think.
Yeah, no, I don't want to have you or your show labeled as terrorists.
Well, I think it's already been labeled as terrorist propaganda by many, but that's okay, you know, because it's labeled that way by the right people that I don't care about anyway.
It was just such a shame that, you know, they were like, well, if you want to go to this, it's a state building, so you have to submit to this.
Right.
It's awful funny. I always thought that you're supposed to be able to, like, enter state and government buildings with full rights, more so than if you go into King Cullen or Pathmark.
Well, you know, we also had the right to, you know, get charged with a crime when we're detained. You know, all these things are changing. And, you know, I see people online that say, you know, what's the point of complaining about? What's the point of complaining about all the soldiers in the streets of New York? What's the point of complaining about people being detained without charges for indefinite periods of time? You know, it's the same old thing over and over again. You're always complaining about the same thing. And, you know, I want to strangle these people, except they're online, so I can't. You know, what's wrong with you? You're accepting this. You're letting this become the status quo. We can't do that. You have to fight this, and you have to keep fighting it. It's not going to change right away, but it's certainly going to stay that way if you don't say something about it.
Right.
It just makes me angry when people just accept things like that.
Right.
All right. Thanks for your call.
Okay. Thanks for listening.
All right. Good luck. And good evening. You're on the air. Go ahead. Speak up. I can barely hear you. I can't hear you at all anymore. Okay. Well, hang on. I'm going to close this board. If I close this board, that means I probably can't take more calls unless I rewire the board again. I don't know. We'll have to see about that. Yeah. All right. Should I try it? I've got a bunch of calls now. Boy, this is really frustrating. Good evening. You're on the air. I can hear you. I can hear you, but you don't sound very good. I'm going to move on to another call. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hey, this is Andy.
Hey, Andy. How you doing? Andy, the guy traveling around the country.
Yeah.
Where are you now?
I am in Maryland.
Maryland?
Yeah.
Wow. How about that? Wait, are you calling from a weird phone? You sound kind of strange. It might be us.
It's a Verizon phone, so yeah.
Yeah, that's it, definitely. So what's next on your agenda there?
I don't really know.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to head north, but I don't really know where.
Uh-huh. Well, I hope you see New York, because New York is a fun place.
Yeah. Well, it's on my list.
Good. And you have no plans as to when you're going back, or just wandering around the country for an indefinite period?
I'm going to head back next week.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have to go back to work.
Okay.
How that goes.
Well, keep us updated, because it's a fascinating tale to know someone's out there just seeing the world. And hopefully a lot of people will, you know, take your example and do the same thing this summer.
Yeah, it's real fun.
Okay. Well, good luck there in Maryland, and keep in touch.
I will. Thanks.
All right. Take care. That's our traveling correspondent, I guess, Andy, out there somewhere in the country in Maryland. And let's go up here. Good evening. You're on the air.
Emmanuel.
How you doing?
Rick Barnes from Dover, Delaware.
Dover, Delaware. How you doing?
Starman on the IRC network.
What's your name in IRC?
I'd like to give a shout-out to Brilden.
What's your name again?
Andrew. Rick, I'm Starman.
You're Starman. Okay. And that's irc.2600.net in case anybody wants to come online and join.
Sir.
Yeah.
Love your show.
Well, I love my listeners. Thanks. Thanks for calling.
Yeah.
All right. Should we take one more? Let's just take one more. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hey, it's Random from North Carolina.
Wow, we're certainly getting the southeast today, aren't we?
Yes, we are. Matter of fact, tell Emmanuel it's Random Sample from North Carolina. He might want to take a call.
This is Emmanuel, and I have informed myself of that.
Oh, my God, I didn't recognize your voice.
That's me, but you only have a couple seconds because we're running late here. What's on your mind?
I just want to plug the IRC channel. Everybody's there.
And what IRC channel would that be?
That would be irc.2600.net.
And what channel?
Pound off the wall.
Okay. All right. Well, someday I'm going to join you guys there.
Will you?
I'll have to figure out a way to do it, though.
That would be good.
Yeah.
You got a computer in there now, don't you?
Yeah, but, you know, it's very distracting when you're on the computer and talking at the same time. Hey, listen, we're out of time. Thanks for your call.
Peace, Paul. I'll see you.
Hi to everybody on IRC. And that's it for us for this week and for next week, because next week is the Reggae-thon. Please tune in to that. And keep your dial set, keep your computer set, keep whatever it is that you're listening to us on set to WUSB in Stony Brook. And this is Emmanuel. Be back a week from tomorrow on Off the Wall, Off the Hook, rather. 2 weeks off the wall. Good night.
There goes the last DJ, who plays what he wants to play, and says what he wants to say. And there goes the last DJ, who plays what he wants to play, and says what he wants to say. Hey, hey, hey. And there goes your freedom of choice, and there goes the last human voice. Sometimes it'll kind of come in, and I'll bust a move and remember how it was back then. And there goes the last DJ, who plays what he wants to play, and says what he wants to say. Hey, hey, hey. And there goes your freedom of choice, there goes the last. And there goes the last DJ.
Hi, this is Al Collins. When I'm out in Stony Brook, I'll be listening to WUSB FM station. When I want to listen to some good blues, that's the station you tune into.